Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, another live worldwide transmission. It is the second day of February 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours at least. And Fritz Springmeier, backed by popular demand to take your phone calls, is going to be on with us for the second half of the broadcast for an hour and a half, and I may go into overdrive today as well. A lot going on, and the news is too important for me to drop the ball, as I do at least partially every day. They've had reactors in Nebraska, Illinois, and another one in New York, and two in Canada. And I'm going to try to do a detailed report on the nightly news tonight or tomorrow, but I've got to compile all this. They've had them leak radioactive steam, you name it, and it's not even an issue now. I mean, these are big incidents, and it's hardly even on the radar. A nuclear plant closed after radiation leak in San Diego. It's a plant north of San Diego, south of Los Angeles. It's been shut down, and it did have power failures and release a bunch of radiation. And they've got articles in the San Francisco Chronicle and others saying, well, it might not be good for you. Now, you notice that last year, months into Fukushima, they raised the isotopes from 25% to 200%, 500, 1,000. Some isotopes 100,000 times what they had previously said were safe. And now stuff like this is just a footnote. I mean, Fukushima is still melting down 5 of the 6 reactors. I told you it was a meltdown at the time. I mean, we had scientists on. They had the isotope readings. They knew what it was. All that radioactive waste has been now hitting the U.S. coast, not just in the air, but now the debris in the last 2 months has been hitting and piling up. They're not even warning people not to mess with it. This is stuff with plutonium on it. And you wonder why you get cancer a year later and die. I mean, it's sick. A new radioactive leak from Fukushima reactor, New Zealand Herald. You have to get the news out of New Zealand. People don't even care here. I mean, it's just like, well, the government says it's safe. They waved a magic baloney wand, a magic bull wand. Speaking of getting out of the United States, we got an article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that just came out minutes ago. Cameron fleeing America to escape collapse? Or is it all the airborne super viruses that have been created? I don't know about Cameron himself, but I know a lot of Hollywood people and have run into some defense contractor company owner, very well-known person. I'm not going to say it's off record. And many others. I've been telling you for 5 years that the elite are all exiting, basically. And those that stay here are buying houses in New Zealand. I mean, he's got a bunch of quotes from elites admitting they're getting out because of collapse and civil unrest and super viruses. And they're all moving to the middle of nowhere. They're moving to the outback of Australia. They're moving to New Zealand. They're moving to Paraguay, you know, the bushes. Well, the article breaks it down. We're going to go over that. And it just gets crazier. Solo nation, American consumer, stay single. This is by design. You want to be single, that's your issue. Nothing wrong with that. Except that it's been engineered. I'm going to explain how and what it's going to then cause. And why the system said that they wanted to end the family and that it's archaic. I actually heard a guy calling the local radio this morning. That's how I knew about this survey, and CNN ran a story on big national study. And I heard the one caller, and then I heard a man say the family's archaic and marriage is. And then I heard a woman agree. And they don't even know why they say this. It's just in all the trendy publications. If you think civilization collapsing is trendy and being isolated slaves, well, I guess it is trendy. So is cancer exploding. So drink your bisphenol A.
Big Brother. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have got quite a transmission lined up for you on this February 2nd, Thursday edition. It is February 2nd, 2012. In the second half of the broadcast, investigative reporter and deep researcher Fritz Springmeier will be joining us to go over evidence that many of the global elite are indeed Luciferian psychopaths. Satanist isn't the right word because that's kind of the low-level minions. They think Lucifer's God. And I thought I'd show some clips of Eyes Wide Shut and news articles about world leaders involved in the occult. And so John Bowne has prepared some of that for the radio audience and the TV audience. And so we'll be bibliography, engaging in a bibliography here on air with some of what Fritz is talking about, just because it sounds so over the top. But unfortunately, so much of it has been proven to be accurate. Again, I read his book. Came out in 95. It's been updated. Bloodlines the Illuminati. And I was like, this can't be true. And then over the years, I just kept running in separately in mainstream media or in research, just into things that were in his book that he'd originally reported on from sources. And by the way, I had John Bowne for 2 days look for that Times of London, or was it Sunday Times of London? Because I have a memory of it. In fact, he actually found the link, and then he was digging it back up last night. So if you didn't dig that link back up, please find it, John. And there was the clip about the woman escaping from the Burgundy, France castle. And when the state police broke in, there were all these dead women and women barely alive in cages. And then it was connected to the French government, so the story got shut down. That link's dead. That article's taken down. Kind of like Sunday Times, again, had a big article about global, you know, rich meet to deal with overpopulation at Rockefeller University. We went, subscribed, got into their archives, gone. Thank goodness we saved part of the article, you know, a blurb of it. And I found that Global Research and others have the whole thing saved. ABC News changed their headline and cut out the stuff about reducing population. And who was there? Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, George Soros, Oprah Winfrey. And they're in there saying, well, we're like an alternate to the global government, but not trying to be the official global government. That's how the article ends. And they say, well, you know, we've got to figure out ways to reduce the population. And, of course, Gates and Buffett's foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that Buffett's put $50 billion in or more, tax-free, by the way. It actually makes money. It's buying up vaccine companies, GMO. New York Times reports Bill Gates is the biggest financer of biotech crops in the world now, GMO. He then finances London Guardian, ABC, you name it. We did a report on that earlier in the week, listing the dozens and dozens of TV networks and print papers like The Guardian that they finance. I mean, the whole thing, it's not sponsored by, they're paying for what's in it. How great Bill Gates is, how he loves you, how much he loves black people. I mean, it's sick. It is sick. And there's this brainwashing in the churches and everywhere. Bill Gates hung the moon. He loves us. Meanwhile, we've got the clips. We're putting a report together of this about, yeah, kill grandma and hire 10 teachers. And the teacher's clapping excitedly. The idea of you kill somebody, you know, you cut off resources, you get it. A vampire, parasitic, cannibal economy. A consolidation economy. A wrecking ball economy. A kill or be killed economy, not a win-win-win expanding economy to the stars, but one of post-industrial. That's what they want. And it's so incredible to watch these monsters, because you can go just type in Warren Buffett eugenics, Warren Buffett Planned Parenthood, Warren Buffett abortion, Warren Buffett population control, and you'll get his quotes going back 30 years and the groups he funds, and Bill Gates and all of them. And of course, Ted Turner calls you useless feeders, and you know we need to kill 90% of people, C-SPAN. But then, he's got shots for you. He loves you in Latin America, Asia, and Africa so much. He's liberal. And yeah, the guys are pulling up how he funds abortions worldwide, how they give women money to have abortions in third world countries. I mean, but he's got a shot for you, and he's designing your food. You don't just get to have regular food, and they've got laws passed so they don't have to label when it's got a bunch of genetics added that in every study reduces your fertility. I mean, these are monsters. Monsters. And every time a little glimpse on Lair NewsHour of Bill Gates saying we got to reduce the population massively, boom, they pull that down. Or TED TV, where he giggles and laughs just 2 years ago and says, we're going to give everybody vaccines to reduce population. And the audience of establishment people laugh. Because Gates is laughing about it. Then he releases mosquitoes and says, soon we'll put vaccines in them so you basically can't escape them. And then releases some in the crowd. They're pulling that video. I mean, these are demons hopping around laughing at us with a bunch of PR about how much they love us. Okay, I never get to the news until later, and it's wrong. I just start thinking about one avenue of what they're doing to us and the deception, and it makes my head spin. I wish they weren't doing Satanism or Luciferian worship at Skull and Bones, but they do. I wish it wasn't going on at Bohemian Grove, but it's real. I wish this stuff wasn't true. I wish bisphenol A wasn't added in the 50s to all the major plastics that our food's contained in, designed to reduce our fertility and feminize men. But I've got all the documents, and they did it, and they admit it does do that. I wish this wasn't true every day. I wish that I didn't know 6 years ago about Fast and Furious before we even knew the name. I wish that I was wrong. I wish that when I said over a year ago that they're going to use this to blame the Second Amendment, and then indeed the memos came out that that's what it was, a false flag. Wish I was wrong again. Wish I was wrong about it all, but I'm sorry. I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. And truth is stranger than fiction. It's always over the top. It's always crazier than I thought. Crazier than the movies. Crazier than science fiction. Because this is reality. This is a lot wilder than what you can put in fiction. All right, I'm going to do it right now. I'm just going to read you the headlines. California nuclear plant closed after radiation leak. Flesh-eating bug spread by sneezes and coughs. New radioactive leak at Fukushima reactor. More than 70 die in Egyptian football riot. China rejects genetically modified rice in opposition to GMO crops. Severed pig's head dumped on doorstep of crime-fighting Italian priest after he condemned mafia. Solo nation. American consumers stay single. 70% now are not going to get married. I'll go over those numbers. It's doubled since 1960. 28% of households now consist of just one person. Continuing, many singles looking for love but not marriage. I'm going to tell you what's behind that. If you want to be single, that's your issue. But the point is, it's been done chemically, it's been done socially, and it's all in official white papers in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s. It's eugenics, CIA-funded feminism, all of it on record to destroy the family, to destroy the human system so that it can be replaced with a corporate Borg. And look at the blessings. Highest breast cancer rates, highest cancer rates, women reporting they're more depressed than ever. But until they're about 40, they like running around having a good time. The men are like animals, dumbed down, acting like five-year-old boys. They enjoy it. I'm going to break this down. It's simple, but it's also complex. And it is the collapse of society. And you're going to be euthanized, and no one's going to be there to protect you. And the young people, there's not going to be as many young as there are old. That's already starting the upside down paradigm. You're not going to have your Social Security in the future paid. You're going to be euthanized. That's the official plan. And the yuppies that are younger out partying are going to kill that ugly old person. And of course, you were that young person 40 years earlier saying, kill that old person. And then clapping when Bill Gates said, you don't give grandma treatment. You hire 10 teachers. And they were like, oh, you got a psycho demon up there teaching you. We kill people and you get stuff. As if you're going to get jack squat from that psycho. Taking over education, Monsanto, everything. Weather weapons. He's financing all that. Bioweapons, everything. And then people say, well, why didn't he have you kill things you're talking about? Because everybody knows now. It's out of the bag. And Bill Gates doesn't act like that. He does it all through procedures and all through committees. And they all doll everything up and shield it so that only a very few people actually have knowledge of what's being added as Trojan horses to the GMO and the vaccines. And the mosquitoes they're already releasing in Florida and areas of Africa. You see how that works? It's plausible deniability. They do it through the system. The ultimate in cowardly tyranny. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Let me continue. Slain border agent's family files lawsuit against Fast and Furious. In Fast and Furious scandal, one of the people murdered by the guns, shipped to Mexico by the criminal narcotics trafficking mafia that runs things. Oh, and there's a Daily Caller article. It's coming out that the Justice Department prosecutors are paid off by big banks. And Cayman Islands, and they've got witnesses, and it's just like Corzine stealing and getting caught perjuring, and nothing can be done because they're all crooks now. And they because the army and police will follow orders, can do anything, like Hitler. See, we're now at that point where the criminals have tested everybody, they've got their people in everywhere, and they think they can do anything. So if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 stacks of news. And some of these stacks are 5 stories deep. Others are about 20 stories deep. And I generally get to about half of this on air every day. In the old days, back when I was doing talk radio like 10 years ago, I was actually more disciplined. I would actually cover everything. But I want to go back into a lot of these, and it's almost like I'm a dog in a butcher shop. I can't decide which one to get into, because once I get into one article, I'll tend to run down a rabbit trail. And obviously, folks like that, because the show is very popular and gaining affiliates and getting top ratings, but it's just into the brain of Alex Jones here. I'm trying to discipline myself. So let me just start on the right-hand side here again to try to give you just, you know, the top stack headline. And it all just gets more insane. Every day, this is every day, and there's just endless amount of people's like, wow, how do you dig all this up? Dig it all up. It's just pouring out in the open. Reactor in California releasing a bunch of radiation. Of course, they had that salt reactor blow up in the 50s and radiate bigger than Chernobyl and cover it up. See, everything's always connected. That's why I can't read you one article. You've got more radiation, more meltdowns at Fukushima. That's in that stack. We've got the family almost completely gone, and then what's left of it under attack in the culture and the media. We've got slain border agent's family files lawsuit in Fast and Furious scandal, and Holder involved in all sorts of corruption. Bill introduced to challenge authority of NDAA. Other Congress people now go public against it, not just Ron Paul, the secret arrest provisions. Microsoft buys eugenics technology from Merck. Vaccines that sterilize you, ultrasound where you get your welfare payment if they hit your, you know what's with the ultrasound to kill your sperm. Just total rollout by Microsoft with that. Diminishment of sovereignty and more Fed manipulations. Big Bob Chapman article. Moving right along here. Cameron fleeing America to escape collapse. Or all these reports about how they may release a super flu that kills over 90% of those that come in contact with it, or take your pick, Ebola. He's a big globalist, reduce the population insider. Oh, yeah. And Cameron is bye-bye to New Zealand out at the middle of nowhere. We'll be getting into that detailed report by Paul Watson and Alex Jones. Continuing here, sugar should be regulated like alcohol, tobacco. And that's what CBS News, ABC News, and the federal government are saying. Now, let me explain how this works. Aspartame, chemical weapon, you can have that. Bisphenol A in the plastic lining, your TV dinners and your Coke cans and everything, on record increasing cancer and reducing fertility in men, hyperfeminizing women, early onset of puberty in women, suppressing puberty in boys. Just go check it out for yourself. It's an admitted fact, not debatable, just like the aspartame and the fluoride and all of it, which the globalists then had public documents about how they do it on purpose. It's not just like, oh, look, they talk about how they want to kill us all day, and then they own the companies and the big medical systems that make money off this. Boy, it's obvious they're doing it. They even talk about how they're doing it to us. The White House science czar says, you know, we put stuff in your water and food to sterilize you. And they're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. And, of course, who can't have the kids? It's the yuppies who take all the shots and wait till they're 35 to have kids. All right, continuing. Sugar should be regulated like alcohol, tobacco. So, see, let's blame regular sugar for everything. When people, I've looked at the statistics, ate more sugar in the 1950s. We've had guests on about this than they do now. What do we have now, though? MSG, aspartame, bisphenol A, and all this other garbage that's directly linked to pancreatic cancer and type 1, 2, and 3 diabetes. It's off the charts. All of it. So what are they going to do? They're going to come in and regulate natural, healthy fats. They're going to come in and regulate sugar. This is how the globalists do it. And they have the pediatric associations. They have saying, give your baby Pedialyte with the aspartame in it. Don't give your kids sugar. I mean, sugar, a lot of sugar isn't great either, but I mean, this is really bad. It's like saying, you know, don't slap your child, hack their head with a battle axe. Hack them 45 times in the head with a battle axe. Don't slap them. See, they always create the crisis, offer the solution, regulating and taxing everything. Got that? Israel's head of military intelligence has come out saying Iran has uranium for 4 nuclear bombs. But it's like all the headlines in the West. It's misleading. Let's just be. They have enough if they could ever refine it. But it's not refined. I mean, that's like saying, you know, that the hospitals in America have enough radioactive material to make a nuke. Well, yeah, but you can't make it with it because you can't purify it. I haven't even gotten into the top news. I'm just going from right to left here. I've got all this other stuff. Oh, my goodness. Got a big juicy Drudge link on naked body scanners at the Super Bowl. That's right. Training you how to be a slave. Training your child that pedophiles grab your genitals. Everybody like cancer? We'll be right back. With me. Come on, America and the rest of the world. Wake up. Get angry. See the prison being built around you by a bunch of control freaks that want to keep you in the dark and turn you into a little biological android to serve them while they get their robot armies and drone armies ready for you. All right. Speaking of that, trolls always come up with new ridiculous ways to attack Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You name it. But I've seen this new thing going. It's ridiculous. There's going to be huge fleets of drones that are AI, artificially intelligent, over our cities and blimps that are surveilling us, and that there's going to be surveillance robots on the ground. This guy's nuts. And maybe they're not trolls. I just kind of saw that meme pop up here and there just as I was scanning over news and seeing comments on YouTube and things when I comment on this. And I think that's just because a lot of people, well, they still think I'm lying about many GMO foods you eat have multiple insect genes in them. They grow their own pesticide. People don't know that they've got corn that grows live HIV in it. I mean, you name it. There's thousands of pharmacological crops growing openly, blowing into all the other similar species. So there's a lot of that mutations going on. They've got reports here in Texas confirmed where corn is growing out of the side of oak trees. I mean, it's just jumping species. Whoa. And I understand uninformed people that don't study science, who don't, you know, stay up till 2 a.m. last night reading government documents. You just think I'm making that up. I understand that. I mean, I've been on syndicated radio shows many times and said, well, you know, D.C., Salt Lake City, Dallas, Texas, other areas have at about 120,000 feet Department of Defense giant blimps that are unmanned, bigger than the Goodyear blimp, because they're cheaper than satellites, with ground-penetrating radar, face scanning, heat resonance scanning. They know your heat resonance fingerprint, off the biometric print off the top of your head and shoulders. But when you look up, they can get a face scan as well. They've got a biometric print off your walk. I mean, I saw it when Alexander Haig got the funding in 1993. I was watching him on a science program he had that they syndicated to channels bragging. And it turns out the company he started got bought by another. And they launched a bunch of these before 9/11, and they launched even more. Now, you could just type in Homeland Security blimps, and you'll get MSNBC, ABC News. But still, they launch them, and then you barely can see them up there, even on a clear day, because they're right at the edge of the atmosphere. And they've got solar power, and they run off propellers. And when they do see them now, I have ABC, and I've played it. ABC says they believe it's aliens over Salt Lake. And it's a big silver blimp with propellers and equipment hanging off the bottom. And they tell the public it's an alien on ABC News. They launched a big one over Dallas 4 years ago. Remember, and Larry King was freaking out on CNN. People are seeing an alien cigar-shaped thing that looks like it's the size of 2 football fields. It was a stinking blimp. I saw it on the news. It's a blimp. It's a blimp. I'm not the conspiracy theorist. Guys, type in Homeland Security launching surveillance blimps. It's a 2004. Is an MSNBC that shows them launching one from D.C. I mean, it gets really old. It's not a flying saucer. It's got stinking propellers on it. Nobody came here from Alpha Centauri with propellers on it. I don't want to explain that to people, but propellers aren't going to work in space, okay? All right. A blimp's not going to go through the atmosphere. It is the unmitigated ignorance of the public blows my mind sometimes. But here is some of the articles right here. Armed robots push to police, Wired Magazine. Shotguns, grenade launchers, and it gets into, I dug back up the articles where they've got little spider droids that go in your house, and they can weaponize those where they're exploding or surveil you. And it goes on to say Department of Defense developed robots, or now the police are getting them. That's out of Wired Magazine. Here's defense.update.com. TACCOM to test new robot for checkpoint support development of advanced robotic controls. They got all sorts of robots for the checkpoints they're setting up. They're testing them in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, just type in robots, security robots, checkpoints. The Japanese are testing them. Okay, I'm sorry, it's real. There it is, UFO blimp, ABC News. And they say it must be a flying saucer and the aliens must fly blimps. No, it's a Department of Defense giant blimp, okay? I'm showing it if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. That's good that you found the video, but just I want to show them the news article where they, before they launched them, they admitted what they were. Just type in Homeland Security blimps, MSNBC.com. Okay. All right, continuing. I'm just got about 20 articles here on this. Here's LA Times. May I heard of them? New drone has no pilot anywhere. So who's accountable? Autonomous killing already going on. Looks like something out of Buck Rogers. There it is, eyes in the sky for Homeland Security. Scroll down, shows them photo right there, Washington Monument, when they launched the blimp. Because people saw it when they launched it, and they said it's Homeland Security. Now, when a guy with a telescope sees it up at the edge of space, they just say, oh, it's just a little green man. You know, he's hanging out. He's a friendly dude. Continuing, again, knowing things means you're a conspiracy theorist. Knowing how the world works is bad. If I said it was an alien, I'd be, oh, that's reasonable. Yes, that's exactly what it is. That Alex Jones is really getting mainstream now. More drones, more robots, more wars. Reuters. ground robots, air robots. By 2020, the entire Air Force, except for troop carriers, will be drone. The bullets are going to be drone and go around corners. They already have those. Not just this laser-guided thing they showed people yesterday. Here's the Daily Mail. The cyborgs are coming. Living brains implanted with electric chips to replace faulty parts. I remember my dad, who's always into science and technology, bringing home research papers and stuff. He'd go to the library to dig this stuff. I remember being about 9 years old with him with color magazines and research publications showing a big cockroach, a palmetto bug, the Floridian species, with a big chip on him, hooked into his brain, controlling him. I was like 5, 6, 7 years old. They're just now telling the slaves about it now because they're rolling it out. Remember Aldous Huxley, whose brother ran UNESCO, the head eugenics arm, the real head of the UN, where all the countries that are under UN global control, or you get overthrown or invaded or don't get loans, adopted UNESCO. His brother ran it. And he gave a speech in 62, right before he died. You can pull up Berkeley speech by Aldous Huxley. And he says, I want to announce to you, this is all eugenics. That's how I wrote Brave New World in 33. This is not fiction. This is our plan. And you will adopt it and you will love your servitude. Berkeley people clapped because they were part of the team. And he actually laughs and teases everyone. And people thought, oh, he's exposing the evil. No, he's saying you cannot stop us. And we've got facilities in England and in the U.S. where there are microchips controlling people's brains. He said miniaturized electronic systems, we're already able to control humans. Folks, everything you see is always 30 years old. Yep, there's the, and that's one of the older transistor systems. Yeah, that's probably from the 70s. Where'd you find that? That's a very good job. Can't see because the lights are off in there. Chris found that. When does it say that that palmetto bug was wirehead jacked there? Because that looks like a 70s tech job I've seen. Now, 30 plus years ago, they had robo-rats. They're now announcing the robo-rats. The tech is so small now, all there is an antenna sticking out of their head. 30 years ago, the robo-rats were carrying a little backpack on them. Total control. Total control. And by the way, how many troops do you think have volunteered, not just for the secret space program? How many do you think not, have volunteered for the chips? I remember about 8 years ago, I had family, a guy who's an officer in the military, at a family quasi-reunion, say, I got to apologize to you. They called us in, the officers, hundreds of us, and he told me the university where they met in Texas, and said, you're all going to be getting chips under your skin. And then about 2 years later, I brought it up, and he said, don't ask me about that. I guess he took it. And they've got guys volunteering for brain chips. They also give the troops now, after combat missions, halcyon-type cocktails of amnesiacs. You know, you get your teeth pulled, you don't remember anything? They give that to the troops now. And folks, if you join the military, you might as well just sign up to be in a guinea pig. Because troops are a lot more plentiful. I remember I was talking to my dad, and he was telling me a story about when he was in some research projects in college, and he said to one of his professors, why do they use humans for atomic soldier tests and things instead of monkeys or things? And they said, well, the troops are cheaper than monkeys, cheaper than apes. There's a lot more. We're trash. And see, that's the attitude of these ruling elite. It's a power trip that they're on. It's a power trip for Bill Gates to be jacking with all your food supply and coming out with every GMO crop there is. And already the seven major crops, soybeans, corn, wheat, go pull it up. The seven major crops are all over 90% GMO now and have infected all the other strains. You cannot escape them until you fully wake up, and it may be too irrevocable then. Monsanto said, 12 years ago, they said, our plan is to infect everything so you don't have a choice. And then we'll have courts rule we own everything we infected. And that may be an old number. They were able to pull up the numbers of things that are genetically modified. Soybeans, 93%. Corn, field maize, 86%. Cottonseed oil, cotton seeds, 93%. Alfalfa, I don't see a number there, 80%. Hawaiian papayas, 80%. Tomatoes, it's got different numbers ranging. Canola, 93%. Sugar cane, sugar beet. They're just getting started with that. Thank you for pulling that up. What's the source on that? It's Wikipedia. Yeah, it's probably old. Okay, let's continue here. The cyborgs are coming. Living brains implanted with electronic chips to replace faulty parts. Here it is. How military robots work. Science.com. And it shows the mini tanks bristling with weapons I was telling you about yesterday. And they've got the little hand grenade robots that come in your house and kill you, little spiders. Here's the Washington Post. A future for drones, automated killing. This was last year, so now they are in the air automated. They've been for a long time. Oh, but there was no way to remote control the aircraft on 9/11. Even though those very aircraft were installed with it. And Bush talked about it at a press conference. And they told him to shut up. Here's another one. Company introduces low-cost checkpoint security robot. National Defense. With an artificial memory chip, rats can remember and forget at the touch of a button. Ah, pop science. Oh, and then that's just an article about radiation being released and them shutting down a nuke plant out in California. No big deal. They've now said radiation's no problem. You can have 100,000 times stuff that before was lethal. Just type in, if you're a new listener, FDA raises levels of what they say is safe radiation. And you can read all the new isotopes. This one's 25,000, this one 5,000, this one 1,000, this one 100,000. And just drink that milk, eat all that stuff. It's blowing over. Sure, 6 months ago from Connecticut to on the East Coast to Washington on the West Coast and water supplies in California, huge amounts of radioactive isotopes. Hey, you know what? It's okay. And of course, don't even question why suddenly they're announcing radiation levels going up all over Europe. In fact, type that in from a month ago. Just mysterious radiation going up in Europe. And they say, well, it's not good for you. Yeah, and they real calmly go on the news and say, there'll be some increased cancer. Yeah, but we'll try to get you some treatments for those cancer. We're not going to discuss why there's radiation going up. Kind of like, several thousand percentage increase in breast cancer in the United States above everybody else. But other Western countries that follow the regimen are having increases as well. We're not going to discuss why it's becoming like the common cold and why your mama or your wife or your daughter's dying or grandma. In fact, scroll back down. I want to read that headline. Thank you. You guys are getting really good at finding stuff, better than I. We're going to find out treatments for it. There it is. Riddle of radiation sweeping across Europe. UN nuclear agency mystified by soaring levels. I've had Dr. Busby on, who is one of the top nuclear physicists, because he's also a chemical physicist who predicted all of this with accuracy. And he said a lot of his colleagues believe this is being done on purpose to reduce fertility because nothing screws up chromosomes and reduces fertility like radiation. And then the globalists have got advanced high-tech treatments where they're going to be able to treat you, but only when you merge with the machines. And then you'll think, oh, it's great. I'm going blind because of radiation or I can't have kids. We'll take your DNA, which they're now doing, from regular cells, splice them with, you want three partners? How about a kid that's from five people? They're already making those clones. They kill them in the test tube, they claim. Of course, the intel, and it's leaked in the Washington Post, not in China, not in Hong Kong, not in Costa Rica. Oh, they have got, the clones are walking around. This is a government that took your blood 40 years ago worldwide at birth and put it in a bioweapons database and told you it was for a blood test for your baby. They do what they want. In fact, we don't even know how advanced their technologies are, okay? Guys, type that human-animal hybrid clones and then show them embryos from three parents. So just it'll be BBC, AP, Reuters, how great it all is. And all the mutations of the viruses and the rest of it. And hundreds of airborne weaponized Ebolas and flus and just at facilities everywhere. All run by chemists and biologists who openly write letters about their PhD papers, because they've sent them to me, threatening me. How dare you talk bad about Dr. Pianca? He doesn't want to kill everyone. Most of us do. And you won't stop us. You know, and you, I mean, you know, who can say we would be better off getting rid of all humans? You won't stop us. It's our great work. And, you know, how's that going to be for your football game and your hot dog roast out by the pool when these nutcases pull the 12 monkey scenario? Then that's it for all this junk, all this garbage, all your bull. All of it. All your trendiness, all of your idiocy, all of it down the toilet. People revel in their slavery. They revel, I was reading, in the family being dead, and they call into talk radio and go, hey, it's wonderful, it's all dead. Yeah, have you noticed everything rotting and falling apart? And there's all these little self-centered slackers who get off of being lazy bags of scum. The New World Order is enticing you to act like that so they'll feel good when they kill you and you're alone in your little apartment dying of Zychronian zickle-zabble or whatever they release. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. This is reality. This is reality.
Way up north
to Alaska.
Way up north
to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north for Russia's own. North to Alaska. Go north for Russia's own. Big Sam left Seattle.
Okay, shifting gears.
With George Pratt,
you know the TSA has put out promo videos in the last year and now admitted that they are indeed planning to occupy every town and city and train your police and federalize them. We've posted the Homeland Security press releases. They've been beta testing in New York, Massachusetts, Texas, Florida, California. But now they're popping up in Tennessee, everywhere. Checkpoints, showing up at malls, football games. And Janet Napolitano, the last two Super Bowls, Janet Napolitano, he's come on those shows. I mean, she's come on those shows and forced her way on the Jumbotrons to say, we're here to watch you. We're saving you. It's just, you know, always in your business and at Walmarts and everywhere these telescreens go in. And now it's the standard security. Just like when Northern Ireland was under martial law, they had you put your hands up and they'd do a frisk from people randomly. Well, now it's just everybody. And they've got National Guard out and State Guard and others at even high school football games. They're searching little kids with their little Barbie purses. I've actually seen a photo of that about a three-year-old with the military searching her. So it's all part of just overthrowing due process, overthrowing everything. And police now are going in houses without warrants everywhere. And there's all these movies where it's celebrated breaking in without warrants. And that's how you get the bad guy. Like this movie I just watched yesterday, Law Abiding Citizen. I mean, it's just pure programming. Well, now, and this story's on the right-hand side of the Drudge Report. It's, of course, from Infowars.com. As you can see it at DrudgeReport.com. Full body scanners at Super Bowl 2012. First time devices linked with cancer. First time devices that have been linked and confirmed to be linked to cancer risk will be used at public sports events. And I've got AP articles where the FBI has said they're going to be at shopping malls everywhere. Can you imagine how much money Chertoff, who put the first order in as the Homeland Security head, will make now that he heads up the company? And it just goes over all of it. Local news is reporting that you will be put into a naked body scanner and everywhere from the ankles to the neck will be searched and they will squeeze your genitals. So first it was just pat you down. Now they're going to let you know. It's all about people getting in your comfort zone. And TSA will be there commanding the local security. Isn't that just special? U.S. no-fly list of suspect terrorists doubles in 12 months. Last time I saw it was 2 million. I don't know what this London Guardian says, 21,000. I can give you a newscast from 2016. It had doubled from 1 million to over 2, and then they made it secret. But I guess this is a specific list they're saying of people they say are terrorists. You mean like a Lockheed who hung out secretly at the Pentagon or the Underwear Bomber you got on the plane? I mean, those guys? They say it's 21,000 of these people that they think are known terrorists. Known, the Pentagon itself says there's less than 100 Al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan. But that's okay because Google is to allow censorship of blogger content worldwide. And Twitter's announcing it. See, I told you, they didn't want the recording industry controlling it through a law in Congress. They're just going to do it with the governments. And Google admitted in the U.S. and England, they're taking stuff down that's seen as anti-government, or what was the exact quote? Critical of the government. And they take it down. And they've delisted us from Google News, and they've delisted us in many other ways. So, they're already doing it. You're going to stand for freedom? Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is the test. That's why we're using some of their own platforms to fight back against them. And I'm going to make that announcement coming up at the start of the second segment. Then we've got Gerald Celente popping in. And then we've got the one, the only, Fritz Springmeier, for a detailed report. But I've covered about 70% of what I want to get to, at least skimming the surface. I want to get into more detail as well. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I had wanted to air most of it today. I may have to on Sunday. I did an amazing interview with Gerald Celente. It's like 45 minutes long, commercial-free last night on the nightly news. He was really on fire. We covered a lot of key topics, but I'm going to play just a few clips when we come back in the next segment. Also, we've had listeners point out that since Google, and I wish I would have used it more before they changed the algorithm, since Google changed things, has changed their whole system, to stop our Google bombs, we still do them a little bit, but it's not guaranteed. Maybe a third of the time we tried it works, and then they just knock it down. It was certainly good while it lasted. We need to do more of this. So it's up to you to do these tests. And we're trying to learn about these systems and then to give us feedback about it. We're going to do a Twitter bomb and something new. We've done a Twitter bomb once and it worked pretty well. We're going to do a Reddit bomb. A Reddit bomb on our article that is up on the Drudge Report. Where did that go? I just had it. Full body scanners at Super Bowl 2012. It's red linked on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But you can also, it's from the right hand side in amongst other Super Bowl news there on the Drudge Report. A headline, full body scanners at Super Bowl 2012. First time devices linked with cancer risk used for public sports event. We're going to ask our sizable audience fighting back against the censorship when I come back from break to do everything you can to retweet, but to also go to the link at the bottom of the article at Infowars.com. At the bottom of the article, we've added a Reddit link where Paul posted it, and we want you to go vote it up. And we'll see if they do what Digg used to do. When Digg was a lot big, before they started censoring and destroyed themselves, the traffic went down dramatically. We didn't develop it. Listeners would dig our articles, and it would go to the top. And then they just banned any InfoWars or Prison Planet. You know, that's what's frustrating is you win. It's like Ron Paul. In fact, that was from yesterday. It went up last night. Will you get it out of the archive? The featured news archive, so much of our top news scrolls off. It's a tiny little link under a text ad. I want to tell the IT guys, make that a bigger blue link or a red link to that archive, where Ron Paul has been shut out of the CPAC. Now, he won, like Reagan did, the coveted CPAC 2 years in a row. Nobody's ever done that. And that shows that most conservatives and libertarians there actually like Ron Paul, just like he wins all the straw polls. And it shows there's election fraud. It shows he's winning every other metric. All you see all over the country are Ron Paul stickers, endorsements, signs. But in these states known for fraud, he's getting trounced. Like a lot of polls show he's number one in Nevada. The news isn't even talking about him in Nevada. I saw a few articles saying he can win in Nevada, but instead it's all about the scumbag Donald Trump endorsing Newt Gingrich. I mean, that's all you need to know. This is a casino owner, Democratic operative who gives double to the Democrats. and he's a joke. And I'm not even saying Mitt Romney's good. Obviously, I'm not. I'm just saying every scumbag is endorsing Newt Gingrich. Give me an attacking Ron Paul. So he can't win. I'm an arrogant front for, you know, globalist money. I go bankrupt all the time, and the investors get left outside. I mean, he's just a big foppish goofball, a nobody, a front man, a bag man, a nobody. Trump's a joke, a preening peacock, everything that's wrong with this world. Prancing around constantly in public. Makes me want to throw up. The point is, and giving all his advice out, a bunch of deception. The point about him is, he's saying Ron Paul can't win. So yeah, there's the article. Oh, they're going to have Romney and Gingrich there, two globalists, but not Ron Paul. Why? Because he's going to win. Oh, don't put them on the football field. Don't put that horse out there in the Kentucky Derby. It'll win. We don't want winners.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the lion's share of our audience is broadcast radio, XM, and global shortwave. XM channel 166, over 100 AM and FM affiliates across the United States. And by the way, I'm actually taking over affiliate relations. Genesis is going to continue to do it as well, but I'm going to be sending emails to all our affiliates and their program directors, managers. If you ever want to get in contact with us directly, you ever have requests for liners or for me to come on your shows or to discuss in the future traveling to your station, you're going to be getting an email today, and one was sent out yesterday. So look for that in your inboxes because we just so many affiliates, and now it gets sent to Genesis in Minnesota and then sent to us, and it's causing some issues on us getting stuff done we're supposed to. So you still contact Genesis, but you can also contact us. If you got a question, anything, we are here to serve our AM and FM affiliates. You can also listen to the show streaming on their stations. We are number one streaming, according to Shoutcast, other metrics, just on our streams that are just a small portion of them. And, of course, the free podcast that goes up in the evening. But it's so important to support our local AM and FM affiliates as an outreach to people who are listening in mass in those towns. You can stop your car, tell people tune into the local station right now. You can, when you go in the Five and Dime or go in the gas station or go to church, you can tell folks, hey, tune in to this show. Here's the station. That's where we can really reach a lot of people. And more than ever, we're being censored. We've been delisted from Google News. That doesn't mean Google Web. You can find our articles there, though we've been pushed down in rankings. Google News, the news function, the news alert on record. Now, in the Hill newspaper today, just as Twitter announced on Monday, they will be censoring at any government request. Your Twitter account will be deleted. Your tweets will be deleted. Indonesia, China, Iran, U.S., everything Hosni Mubarak did and they decried, they will shut it down. Google is now complying with government requests for things that are, quote, critical of government. The British are now sending D-list, which they use internally to shut down media stories in England. The censors, that Google is now complying with U.S. media on that. This is beyond SOPA. And I told you, they didn't want the recording industry, a lower level system. I mean, you go to a Bilderberg event, it's Google, it's Microsoft. I mean, they're at the top. And they're all eugenicist, of course. You got to be part of that club. Warren Buffett, all of them. And they're all about the technocracy, Silicon Valley, all of it. They're not going to let Hollywood, that's just part of their propaganda corps, ham-fistedly come in and screw things up. They're going to do it through the fact that they're private corporations that have taken over the web. Okay? So you better stop using Google and the rest of them. And the corporate whore media is very jealous of Infowars.com. They're very jealous of the Drudge Report and savaging it on a daily basis now. They don't know how to deal with people that just go to a URL even when they censor everything else. They don't know how to deal with that. So please email Infowars.com out to everyone you know. Your Twitter, your Facebook, Google, the old MySpace, everything. Realize your email list. You're not going to have this forever if we don't use it now. They're trying to start shutting it down because they're scared. And we've just got to proliferate our videos and our info. And Aaron's saying we need to, you know, save all the shows on hard drives and have them as an archive, because with this Kazaa-type software, they can delete my voice off the entire internet once it's all on cloud systems. I mean, it's already happened, and I've called the company and said, why with Endgame, if anybody uploads 30 seconds to YouTube or other channels, it won't let them upload it? This is pre-restraint. All because I went through a distributor that then signed it to a catalog of a Canadian company to try to put Endgame in stores. I hold the copyright. It's in my contract that I can give it out free on the internet. And you notice they left a few channels they think are mine up. But everywhere else, you can't put 30 seconds of Endgame now on the web. They can hit one button and it'll start like a virus erasing my voice forever. Your voice. This is what their cloud system, their centralized internet too, is all about. So use start page, use other proxy systems. Stop using the globalist operation. Stop using their grid, because they're spying on you with it, you name it. But it's really coming to a head. We got Fritz Springmeier coming up with an incredible report. John's gotten together a bunch of video clips from Eyes Wide Shut. The Good Shepherd, another mainstream media where they basically show you mainstream fiction, quasi-history like The Good Shepherd, where they show you what's happening in reality through fiction in the case of Eyes Wide Shut, but then a bunch of news articles about Tony Blair and the occult and Francois Mitterrand and the occult and just a lot of other Rothschilds wearing devil necklaces on TV. I mean, old women wearing really creepy stuff and, you know, their connections to that. That's all coming up when he joins us. And we found the dead link to the old Times of London article, but it's dead, about the tortured women escaping the castle. I mean, this stuff's getting removed off the web, folks. They're removing the articles where the Rockefellers admitted they're having meetings with Bill Gates about reducing population with Oprah Winfrey and Ted Turner and Soros. One disgusting crew of scum. Now, I want everybody to listen to me carefully. Listeners have advised, as they did, we start the Google bomb. They've now blocked us on that. Very effective weapon while we had it. Wish I would have used it more when we had it. But boy, wasn't it great when we had it. We're just fighting back, probing the enemy here. We want you to do, if you believe in what we're doing and want to really get the word out and fight the TSA, but also the globalist attempted blockade, Berlin, electronic Berlin Wall against our information, to do a Twitter bomb and to do a Reddit bomb. And Reddit, if it goes to the top, millions of people will read this article. Drudge is already doing his part with a side link that'll send hundreds of thousands. If it was a top link, it'd be millions. But we thank Drudge, period, for this link. The point is that full body scanners at Super Bowl 2012. First time devices linked with cancer risk used for public sports event. Fans attending the 2012 Super Bowl on Sunday will face a new level of security in addition to pat-downs before they are allowed to enter the Lucas Oil Stadium. Full-body X-ray scanners, the type linked to cancer by John Hopkins and others. Continuing, according to WPRI news reporter Matt Torchette, who got photos of it, despite a congressional demand for an investigation of machines following health concerns, the scanners will be part of a security setup at Indianapolis this weekend. And now they've moved out into the parking lots of the airports. So they're now search C. It's just always out. Marking the first time the controversial device has been used for public sporting event. And they've already bought all the big mobile 18-wheelers that they've been telling you they're going to be on the streets. And Homeland Security showed interest in taser bracelets. Everyone will wear a taser bracelet when you get on the plane. They're proposing this. And you're like, oh, that'll never happen. Really, they'll never take babies' diapers off or grab colostomy bags off people or stick their hand down your pants? If you're angry about this, if you're concerned about this, go to our article at Infowars.com. It's linked in red. Go to the bottom of the article with all the documentation, and let's not just have this go moderately viral like all of our articles do. I don't want this just to be read by 200,000 people today or 300,000. Let's get 4 or 5 million. Let's do what we did a couple years ago where we pushed the TSA story out about them groping women going in the pants and they lied about it. And then thousands of women came forward and it blew up in their face. Let's devastate them in the info war. But only you can set this free. Only you. can stop globalist propaganda. Go to the bottom of the article, Reddit link, go to that and vote it up to the top if you use Reddit or sign up and use it. Now, the article's titled Full Body Scanners of Super Bowl 2012. All of you do it. Don't count on others. Freedom is not a spectator sport. It's a contact sport. Okay? It's about being on the field. This is war. This is modern info war. And we've got to adapt, improvise, and overcome. You understand that? This is war for everything. This is the new war. It's info war. Pentagon says 90% of war is info war. They point psychological warfare at you. They point it at the troops. They're declaring our own troops the enemy. Let's fight them. Go to my Twitter. If you forget the URL at the top of all of our article pages, you can see the little Twitter icon along with YouTube and the rest of it. Go to twitter.com/realalexjones. And you can see our latest Twitters from myself. Alex Jones, get this trending. Boycott the Super Bowl over their use of cancer-causing body scanners. Use Super Bowl scanners. Super Bowl scanners. Use Twitter. Now they're starting to announce they're going to start censoring. We'll see what happens here. But get in there and take what we have, pound Super Bowl scanners, one word, and then there's an article that goes with it that we just mentioned, and send it out. Send it out, retweet it to everybody, and then respond to the tweets, respond to each other's tweets. I'm going to try to respond to your tweets. Just got to do it in between breaks here. Do this. Twitter bomb now. This is text follow Real Alex Jones to 40,404 in the United States. I don't know what that means, and I'm trying to learn all this in between studying everything else. Now, for you Twitter experts, hit it hard right now. Or if you've got ideas, Twitter out your own thing about the Super Bowl. The point is, let's just attack, attack, attack. Again, Ron Paul has won the last two coveted CPAC things, showing that mainline Republicans love him and that there's a fraud and that he's really winning elections. Most of the bumper stickers, most of the endorsements, the support, the most small donations, the most military donations, on and on and on. And what's happening? What's happening? They've now told him, you're not welcome at CPAC this year. You don't get to speak, because he's showing it's all rigged. By getting on the field, he makes them censor him. He makes them block him out, so you can understand how they're gatekeeping. They're controlling you like this is the old Soviet Union. They're memory-holing information. So again, Real Alex Jones at Twitter, folks. Get it. Get my last two tweets out to everybody. Pound Super Bowl scanners. Get that trending to the top, and let's do a Reddit bomb right now. Reddit bomb the article, Full Body Scanners at Super Bowl 2012. Go to that link, bottom of the story. Get it out.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold drive.
I'll air more of this later in the broadcast if we have time. I got a lot of news we haven't gotten to yet. But here's Gerald Celente when I brought up to him the fact that they're now saying the MF money vaporized and disappeared. Now they're saying they found it again. They've done that about seven times. So they're just stringing people along. They know day one where the money was wired. And they're acting like they don't know. And they're acting like Corzine didn't perjure himself. And they're acting in Congress like the Justice Department didn't perjure themselves. By the way, there is a Daily Caller article, and it's got it all in there about Justice Department paid off by Cayman Island officials and people. Of course, how do you think all these big, rich billionaires are allowed to have tax shelters that you or I couldn't have? Whenever you hear about a tax shelter getting busted in the Caymans or in Switzerland, that, you know, it's some guy that put $1 million in there over 20 years. You know, some guy that owned a restaurant. That's not a rich guy. That's just a middle, upper middle class person that makes the economy go. Who lawyers told you can put the money here. No. They only let the big boys put their billions. And it's a mafia. But let's just get to a little bit from Celente here from the Nightly News last night.
Here's the basics. Gerald Celente joins us to give us his take on that and the rest of the world economy. Gerald, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, it's always my pleasure being on with you, Alex.
Man, I tell you, you couldn't write this stuff in a weird science fiction attempt at satire. Kurt Vonnegut, as you know, wrote books about cartoonishly police state absurdist future realities. This outdoes any of that, Gerald.
Well, it outdoes it, but what it is clear It's the writing of prostitutes. Look how they use the language, vaporized. Yeah, just disappeared. It vaporized. Could you imagine if one of the white shoe boys didn't do this? How about if an Italian, you know, somebody like, you know, a mafia guy was caught? Oh, boy, would it be different. How about if it was somebody that they didn't like was caught? Oh, it would be a whole different story. Vaporized? It was like the Wall Street Journal's guy who wrote the story came from J.P. Morgan Chase. Alex, everybody I know in the industry knows that Corzine knew, J.P. Morgan Chase knew, everybody knew it was coming down. But look, Corzine raised, $500,000 plus recently for the Obama campaign. So it's hands off for him. You know, anybody that breaks the minor little infraction of the law, man, they got you and Jack, you're dead. But not him. November, December, January, February, 4 months. 4 months this thing has been going on. Oh, we can't find $1.2 billion. Who could get away with this? Only them, and only with the help of the prostitutes.
Well, I just showed a headline where they were saying, you're just out of luck with your money. I mean, when you wire $1,000, there's a record. When you wire over $10,000, a criminal investigation is opened. He wires $1.2 billion. The head of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, as you know, comes out and says, hey, he was involved. He did give the order. But Corzine says, hey, I wasn't involved as CEO in this. I mean, and he gets caught lying and no one gets in trouble. Obama gets caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. He's not getting in trouble. I mean, this is rule by criminals, Gerald. When is it going to end? How bad is it going to get? Because if they're getting away with this, hell, they might just start doing what Blackwater did in Iraq, according to federal documents, just shooting people for fun. I mean, why not? I mean, maybe, Corzine will show up at your door with a crap sandwich and make you eat it. I mean, he's God, I guess.
Well, again, and he's not alone here. This is from the Financial Times just on the 30th, January 30th. Moody's, quote, did not understand $6.3 billion MF Global bet on European debt. Moody's Investor Services did not have any understanding that MF Global, the failed futures broker, had placed a $6.3 billion proprietary bet on the debt of troubled European sovereigns until about a week before the brokerage filed for bankruptcy. Moody's, these are the people that rated all of that junk AAA. These are supposed to be the rating agencies. Oh, we didn't have an understanding. It's all a fix. The whole game is rigged, and they're screwing every one of us. Look how they get away with that kind of crap. And listen, Alex, as you know, that's why I believe that President Obama signed into law the National Defense Authorization Act. So now it allows the military to take out people like you and me who complain.
All right.
Because
absolutely,
the whole thing is crashing down, as you said.
That's why they're doing it, so they can rob us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the spear in the info war. Our desperate attempt to awaken humanity to the scientific dictatorship being built around us. We have had incredible success thanks to God and your actions. And as evil expands, good is also rising to meet it. What's the verse in the Bible? When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. The question is, are you part of that standard? Which side do you choose? The establishment churches have been overtaken by the New World Order. They are telling everybody to lay down and serve the globalists, to not be involved. They're paid off on record by Homeland Security, just as they've been in communist China and Russia. And Europe as well. Google is openly saying they will censor websites and blogs anytime a government requests, including the United States government. The U.S. government is issuing takedown notices saying, quote, the site has been critical of government. Think of the magnitude of that. And in the face of this censorship, we are trying to expose naked body scanners at the Super Bowl, groping of your children, slave training. So at the bottom of our article, full body scanners at Super Bowl, it's red linked on Infowars.com. You can also find the article on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com and other fine websites out there. Get it. Go to the bottom, and we're going to do a Reddit bomb, also a gigantic website reaching millions a day. We want to send it to number one. We're testing a new weapon in the info war, the Reddit bomb. And doing Reddit a favor, sending them a bunch of traffic. And they'll do us a favor of it going to the top. Let's see how that works. Go to that link and vote it up. Also, we are doing a Twitter bomb here. You go to my Twitter, Alex Jones. You go to twitter.com/realalexjones. Twitter's now saying they're going to start censoring, so let's fight back against that. And do pound Super Bowl scanners. Copy our term and let's send it viral, trending to the top. Get this trending. Boycott the Super Bowl over their use of cancer-causing body scanners. Use pound Super Bowl scanners. Do it now. And also there's a link to the article so people will learn more about this total takeover of society. And then we're going to go to our guest in a moment, Weldon, who runs the back office area and shipping. We have come up with a Got Liberty shirt that is the Liberty Bell with Infowars.com under it. Very handsome. It says Proclaim Liberty, and it's got in big words, Got Liberty. So we're also going to come up with some shirts that say Legalize Freedom. We already have one that says that, but a lot of new T-shirts at Infowars.com. If you want to meet like-minded people, believe me, you wear a Got Liberty Infowars.com shirt, you're going to find a lot of like-minded people in your area. And then it's just black on the back. Also, we printed a few thousand of this book, and the way it's going, we're going to have to reprint soon. I am not the publisher of this book, but I did work with Fritz to, I guess, advance him the money so he could print a whole bunch of these with a big printer and not an on-demand. That way the author can actually get back on his feet after being a political prisoner, and we can make sure we can ship these out to you and fund our own operation. So it's back in print, Bloodlines, the Illuminati. Amazing book available at Infowars.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. People always complain. I never give the address out. It's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And your purchase of this book, and by the way, it sells for as much as $300 on eBay and Amazon because it's been quasi out of print, not really promoted. It's not going to be a rare book now, though. We're putting thousands of them out. And that's good news. This information needs to be known. For you entrepreneurs out there, you can buy them now while they're still going for that much online. You can buy them for a fraction of that and sell them. So again, available at Infowars.com. Bloodlines Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. Published by Pentrax, his publisher, his company. Now, getting into this, we've done a lot of basic dredging of research I'd already done over the years, but I asked John Bound to go back, one of our nightly news coordinators, and he also works here on the radio show as a producer. I asked him to go back And I just said, search this. And you can do this, too. And you'll find a lot more than we're going to present here, because it's one thing to find something, to get it and put it to graphics and video and show it to you here. And if you're a radio listener, a new listener, you're going, show it to us. Yes, we're blasting out on XM 166, over 100 AM and FM affiliates, and Global Shortwave, WWCR, 100,000-watt blowtorch. So that's our big audience. But I got sick many years ago, going back 17 years ago, first getting on air, with people saying you're making that up. So I created Infowars.com, so whatever I covered that night, doing it myself at first, and then my girlfriend, and you know, and then folks I hired, updating whatever main stories I was going to cover, I would just post links to them or legislation so you know I wasn't making it up. And then I said, why not just start putting the show to video so it's all right there? So, I mean, because we post a link to stuff and the Washington Post can take it down. But if I show it to you here, or I show you a video clip, or I show you Rothschilds wearing devil necklaces, or I show you articles about François Mitterrand, the former French leader, you can find all these articles about him obsessed with Luciferian rituals, him involved in all sorts of weird activity, his commissioning of the Louvre Pink Pyramid with 666 pieces of glass. I had a professor on a few years ago that published a book where they admit that the big parliaments in Ottawa and other areas in the provincial capitals are all built to occultic specifications of 666, and it's admitted, and they shut them down and do rituals in them. A lot of public buildings, they shut down areas of them and do rituals in them. And again, these are the religions that predate Christianity, that had to go underground under that. They don't call themselves devil worshipers. The devil is their god. Lucifer, the light bearer, and there's really 360 degrees in the Illuminati Masonic system. Low-level Masons don't even know this, and early on, we're not part of it because it even, you know, Masonry goes back to Solomon and secret knowledge, and that was more of the, you'd call it the right hand of Jewish mysticism itself that came out of, well, after the captivity, Babylonian and the Zohar and the rest of it, but that's all new compared to the Egyptian. This all is Egyptian. And then it went into Greece, and then that went into Rome. This is the system, and they're all about knowledge, how humans operate, study of knowledge, control. But within this, these larger schools of mystery school, many of which see themselves as altruistic, always at the core, the violent, the psychopathic, the murdering, the most brutal, always take control. So I'm giving you this from their perspective, you understand? That in this whole occult universe, which just means hidden, it's all the colors of the rainbow, but always at the heart of it are the most vicious, murdering, child-killing people you can imagine. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, all of it. It is about how ruthless you can be. And you see this manifest, and we're going to Fritz here in a moment. I want to preface this. You see this manifested in every organized crime syndicate, whether they be Russian, Italian, Jewish, Latin American. You've got to kill an innocent to really get into the inner sanctum. Go kill that old lady. Go rob an old man in a truck and shoot him in the head. We want to see it on the news. Go kill a kid in a playground. Even in many branches of La Cosa Nostra, they burn images of Jesus and Mary and say a little devilish prayer. It's like showing that you'll really get into something wicked. And you go to Bohemian Grove, it's just a gateway to the pedophile stuff that they do off-site from our research. It's like, okay, be part of this or we don't trust you. So it's basically rolling around in the cess is how you become part of the club. And they constantly, in different European countries, you can just type it up, government officials caught in pedophile scandal, government officials caught in occult scandal. Just start page search engine these terms. Use a search engine, search them. Rothschilds, the occult. Tony Blair, the occult. Hillary Clinton, the occult. Tony Blair, spirit of the light. It's in the London Guardian, other articles. He flops around on the ground every morning and is possessed by it. I mean, you can't make this up. François Mitterrand running around doing Luciferian rituals. Ronald Reagan obsessed with his astrologer, which is just an offshoot of all this, and what color tie he wore and when he spoke to the minute, according to it. This is what goes on. You know about Hollywood and the occult and the Rolling Stones and a sacrificed dead black child and no one got in trouble because government officials were there, reportedly. You didn't know about that? Look it up. John Lennon, they tried, of course, to recruit him into this. That's why his later music was all about Luciferianism being bad, devil worship being bad, population control being bad, how the elite are devils. And so they killed him. Look at Eyes Wide Shut, Stanley Kubrick, who you better believe got invited to things like this. And there's names very similar to George Soros in it as, you know, the bad guy character. And his wife, he finds out, is really an occultist. And he died a day after refusing to cut 24 minutes of it. Well, they cut it. You better believe they cut out of this film. And I'm showing some video. Go ahead and play some audio with that as well. Start that over. Yeah, keep it rolling there. So, and then we also have a clip of a French film showing this, but I want to, again, explain, they don't see themselves as devil worshipers. And what they do is they finally get populations to accept public sacrifice. The Romans would sacrifice people at a funeral. And then that became a stylized fight between the slaves, then it became gladiators. The Greeks actually engaged in human sacrifice. They sacrificed their children. They threw them off cliffs. Here's a clip from La Vampire, New Redemption. And they have, you know, the lady commit suicide under mind control. That's part of one of their rituals. They all put their little mask on now. And again, this is how the system throws in your face. We have photos of top Rothschild family members wearing Baphomet necklaces at sporting events. I mean, old women with giant chains around their neck in a $5,000 gown with Baphomet. I mean, this is what they're into, because it's all about your animals, we're going to eat you. See, they don't just kill us, they embrace it. Now, I give you Fritz Springmeier, author of Bloodlines, the Illuminati. He's going to speak about 30 minutes, then we'll open the phones up in the last 45. But he joins us today. Fritz Springmeier, Bloodlines, the Illuminati, available at Infowars.com. And when I read this, it had to be, I don't know, 99 or so. I don't remember. I was sent a copy. Been on air a few years. I was like, this can't be true. But then over the years, so much of it turned out to be true. I mean, I was there at Bohemian Grove when they were doing the mock ritual of killing a child. And the old men, I was like, oh, this is interesting. They were like, be quiet. And they were just going like, I mean, this was religious. I mean, I've been in Baptist churches and Holy Rolling churches growing up, folks, and these people were getting off on it more than Christians worshiping God. I mean, they were in rapture. Fritz Springmeier, good to have you here with us, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be with you and all your listeners.
Do you agree or disagree with anything I just said in the last 10 minutes?
I thought you were doing a good job of covering things.
Okay, I'm going to just do something different.
Don't have a problem with it.
Well, thank you, my friend. I'm going to, this segment and the next few, I'm going to just sit back, whatever issues you want to cover about the ruling elite, the families, who they are, whatever direction you want to go in. I know you sent some photos that we're going to put on screen. Radio listeners can later go to Infowars.com. We'll post the videos by tomorrow of this interview so people can check this for themselves. But you've got the floor, Fritz.
Okay, well, thank you. You mentioned a couple things that were related to what I had in mind. One is, as you mentioned, Philip E. de Rothschild, and I wanted to bring out some of the misconceptions about the Illuminati. And one of the misconceptions is that the Rothschilds are a European phenomenon, but the Philip E. de Rothschild, she and her husband the Baron went into business with Robert Mondavi down in Napa Valley, California. So we've got Rothschilds all across the United States. That family is not just a European phenomenon. And you're going to show a picture of her that you have. So that's great. I also wanted to discuss along that line some of the other misconceptions that people have about the Illuminati. One of them is that all of these members in the Illuminati are K kingpins in the Illuminati. That's sort of like imagining that within a tribe, all of them are chiefs. It's not the case. Some of these people are just low-level flunkies. It's just like an analogy is like there's millions of gods in Hinduism. You know, you have Vishnu and Tara and Shiva and Kali. But a lot of these, the majority of gods, nobody's even heard of them. They're obscure. So some of these illuminated members of the Illuminati are not kingpins in any shape or form. They're not all chiefs in this tribe. But your pillars of society are very oftentimes Illuminati. And that's one of the misconceptions, too, that people have is, you know, when we get into discussing these people, you know, we can look at the dark side of them, like you were bringing out. There's a dark side to them. But to make another analogy, when Christians read the Bible and they read about the Pharisees, they see all the negative things that Christ said about them. Oh, these people are snakes, you know. And they think that the Pharisees were just horrible. But if you lived back then, who were the Pharisees? They were the people's role models. A Pharisee had a lot of power. He was the equivalent of several things wrapped up in one. Not only was he the equivalent of a Supreme Court justice, but also a congressman and the head of a Bible college.
And a judge. And
plus and they had the reputation of somebody like Billy Graham. So these were the people that a mother would want her child to emulate. I want my son to grow up to be like that Pharisee, you know. And so we're dealing with the same thing today. These Illuminati kingpins, a lot of them are pillars in society. Some of them, their occupation is philanthropist. A philanthropist, that means he spends his time giving money away. So it's not like they're not doing good deeds. It's not like that, like they're just.
Fritz, let me stop
evil.
You. Fritz, your Skype's breaking up a bit. It was great last week. We may have to reconnect. I even skipped the break here to give you time, but then it started breaking up. But just to be clear, Bill Gates put his $80 billion in a tax-free foundation. It makes money, and now it's tax-free, and he's buying up Big Pharma, everything, and living off of it, and then using what money, the profit it makes, to steer society. But then we're told, oh, he's giving to us. Yeah, he's giving us poison GMO.
Yes, their giving is within their own self-interest and promotes their agendas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
It's not altruistic like we might think. Can you hear me better?
Yes,
now?
You're better now. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. So, just letting people realize that they're the ones who created this system. They're making a large share of the important decisions of this system. If they were to evaporate and all disappear, we would not have the system like we have it today because they play an important role in things. Unfortunately, a lot of the agendas and decisions that they're making are really scary. If they were to all disappear tomorrow, I feel confident we wouldn't have such large wars like the Cold War, World War II, World War I. These were manufactured wars that they created. And one of the things that people read about in the Bloodlines book, they will see the document there that the Secretary of the Treasury, Morgenthau, and FDR put into law on December 13, 1941, a few days after Pearl Harbor. They very quietly made this law that allows certain people to trade with the enemy. And who were the types of people that could trade with the enemy? Onassis, Rockefeller. Oh, these people are Illuminati kingpins making big bucks off of World War II. There were like 450 Greek ships prior to World War II almost all of them were sunk at some point or the other in different places around the world by the two sides, because we had a world war going on. However, Aristotle Onassis's ships were never attacked, no matter where they were sailing, and they sailed to all parties.
Let me just stop you. Guys, you can pull up while he's talking, because this is so key. Only Halliburton was allowed under the sanctions in the last decade plus to sell oil field equipment to Iran. And the same thing, they were allowed with a handful of groups to sell to Saddam. They put the sanctions in to shut down all their competition. It's the same trick. You have to know what page of the book that document's on. I want to show it to people.
Correct. I don't write hand because right off hand, because I don't have a copy.
I'll look in the bibliography. What would that be under? Trading with the Enemy? I'll look it up. Keep going.
So we have wars that are created, manufactured wars. Then you got a lot of the storylines. I just laugh because they remind me of Back to the Future and Biff. You know, you have this, like Aristotle Onassis. His family was from Turkey, and he goes to Argentina I think he was like 19 when he went to Argentina, Buenos Aires, and he was washing dishes and arrived as a refugee, penniless. And within a year, he was a millionaire. And people say, well, he just worked long hours at washing dishes. What was their family involved in back in Turkey? Well, it was supplying opium. And there's a group of men in Europe that have made decisions, the Council of 300 men, wise men, that for a couple centuries at least have made the decisions for Europe. And they decided which families would be allowed to trade in the opium. One of the families that they decided that they would allow to become rich was the Astor family. So we have another Biff in Back to the Future story where we have this guy, John Jacob Astor the First, and I sent you a picture of him. The guy was a butcher helping his dad, and then he comes to America, and his brother in New York City was given a monopoly by the British when they were controlling New York City during the American Revolution. He was given a monopoly by the British to supply the beef for the British Army that occupied New York City during the war. What a lucrative monopoly. And strangely, nobody ever wonders or questions someone like John Jacob Astor about his British affiliations. You would think that after Americans had fought a war against Britain, that they would be suspicious of.
Well, let me back you up on this. Let me back you up. It's admitted with Skull and Bones. We're going to reconnect after the break with you on Skype to make sure it's a little bit clearer, but most of it's clear, Fritz, but key information. The trading with the enemy, type stuff. Look at Skull and Bones. Look at the Bushes, the main U.S. agents of the Nazis allowed to get away with it, backing up what you've said. And that's what they say about Skull and Bones and the documents that have been leaked. You're given money and power, but you're told it's always given to the group, and you're going to be given this money, but only to control it for the collective. And that's like Bill Gates, his dad's Army intelligence, some out of nowhere head of Planned Parenthood, big eugenicist. His son is then given, we've now documented, technologies that were there, allowed to have the monopoly for a while. IBM gives it away to him. That run by Watson, the big eugenicist, who said in his deathbed, we've got to set up all these subsidiaries so that we get around the laws on monopolies. I mean, you just see it. And yeah, here's that document for all the big U.S. companies were allowed to fund Hitler right through the war. And I've talked to pilots, and most of them are dead now, but it's on record, that they couldn't bomb the General Motors and Ford plants in Germany that were making the tanks our troops were fighting. The whole thing was a New World Order war against humanity.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, he's with us for the entire next hour. Wasn't going to have for 2 hours, but just so much news I had to get to. But understanding these people, I don't believe they're a bunch of crazy occultists in a ancient mafia that predates Christianity. So, of course, it's a cult. That's what was there before that. I know it. And there's so much evidence of it. I was just showing Baroness Philippine de Rothschild with devil necklaces, Baphomet necklaces at public events. This is an old woman who looks like, you know, something out of a nightmare movie. Looks like a Janet Napolitano or something. And she's got devil necklaces. And then I've got all the lore and the news articles and the connections to the Rothschilds and the occult and funding occult groups and the Rockefellers. And then, of course, you also talk about, you know, the guy that they made the movie Rosebud or Citizen Kane about. The Hearst dynasty, I mean, and I've been to his castle in California. It's devils and demons and pentagrams everywhere. And I mean, of course, he's reportedly involved in all this. Please continue.
Yeah, while we're on William Randolph Hearst, okay, let's see. It says something here about my connection. Am I still connected?
You're still connected. We're going to reconnect during the next break, though. Go ahead.
Okay, well, speaking about William Randolph Hearst, I sent you a picture of him because he's riding on a carousel, and those people that have gotten in touch with my books on the mind control will recognize that the carousel is used in programming children, and Patty Hearst being programmed with Illuminati mind control, programmed multiple personality. And then you mentioned the Hearst Mansion, which follows right in line with something else that you were saying. The state of California has taken over the maintenance of his mansion. But when it's closed, I know people have informed me that when they close that off to the public, they will oftentimes have Illuminati rituals quietly on the property. So, San Simeon mansion there is definitely some Illuminati ritual property.
And I got to stop you again. Your book talks about Patty Hearst being under mind control program. Now it's come out saying she was basically mind controlled and that the FBI knew it and that the government was involved with her. That stuff you wrote about 17 years ago.
Yes. Wow. Okay. So, yeah, that's one of the things that just like you're saying, when people read this, if they find something hard to believe, just put it on the shelf, because maybe in a year or 2 years, you're going to start seeing the proof for yourself. You're going to see it before your eyes, because now your eyes are open. It's all around us. Every day I see this stuff, and I kind of just anymore just tune it out, because it's just, you know, I've gotten so used to it being all around. So Aster was this. Oh, it's interesting how they choose these people, because John Jacob Aster was not somebody that you would think typically would become the most richest man in the United States, which he did. When he arrived in the United States, he couldn't speak English, and when he tried to, it sounded like he had marbles in his mouth. He was a very crude, unsocial man.
Stop right there. Long segment coming up. I don't want to start over with this. This is too important. You're breaking up a bit. We're going to reconnect with you and come back with Fred Springmer on the other side. The book is Bloodlines of the Illuminati, full of documentation. And just whenever Fritz says something, there's all these connections to just proving all of it, about how it's all rigged, both sides of a war, how they're always allowed to trade with the enemy and vice versa. And then they'll even betray their minion like Hitler, and then it comes out there were secret treaties with Hitler in England, and that's why Rudolf Hess flew there, and it all is staged. It's incredible. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Fritz Springmeier about how the Illuminati ticks, how this global occultic mafia operates, and going over a lot of the evidence of it. And I tell you, when you start looking into this stuff, most of it's hidden right in plain view. All the symbolism, the elites always getting caught involved in the occult. We're doing a Twitter bomb right now, trying to expose the naked body scanners at the Super Bowl that one local news agency went to cover preparations and took photos and covered it, but no national news except for Infowars.com and the Drudge Report linking to us is covering it. Full body scanners at Super Bowl 2012, first time devices linked with cancer risk, used for public sports events. After it gets more of the Illuminati, I want to ask why they're doing the GMO, the poison, the aspartame, the bisphenol A, the radiation, reactors leaking radiation on a weekly basis now. I've talked to physicists and people on the inside who think it's being done on purpose to reduce fertility. I mean, is this just all, what's their master plan on that front? I want to throw that question at Fritz Springmeier. But if you go to the bottom of our article at Infowars.com, there's a link to Reddit. We're trying to do a Reddit bomb here because I'm told by listeners that's really important to do. It's got a lot of comments and a ton of votes, and we're trying to push it to the top. Please get into that story and send full body scanners at Super Bowl 2012. Please vote that at the top of Reddit. And I also want to have you get it, and even more importantly, get it out on Twitter at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Get our Twitter on it. Get this trending. Boycott the Super Bowl over their use of cancer-causing body scanners. Use pound Super Bowl scanners. And then that will send them to the article that breaks this down. So let's kick some hind end on that. I want to thank everybody for getting involved. Okay, continuing with breaking down your book, Bloodlines, the Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier, now back in print, available at Infowars.com. And we are selling these quick. We can always reprint, because I helped Fritz reprint them, but that'll take a month or so. So I recommend you get your order in before we run out of these. They're selling a lot faster than I even thought they would. And that's good. People are interested in this information, available at Infowars.com. I guess they are selling for $300 on eBay and on Amazon. So I guess that's probably one reason why, too. You can buy them for a fraction of that. Now, going back to Fritz, you were getting into the Astors, other elite families. Why do they choose people, it seems, from nowhere to then elevate them up into a system that has royal families in it? Please continue, Fritz Springmeier.
Yes, I was talking about John Jacob Astor the first, not somebody that you would think would be successful in life. He One time he's recorded as while he was eating a meal, his hands were dirty, so he reached over and cleaned his hands on the white shirt of the guy next door to him. So he had no social graces. He spoke like he had marbles in his mouth. It was hard to understand his crude English. Not somebody that you would think would rise to the top of society. But he was given the blessing of the Committee of 300, that they were going to elevate the Astors and they were going to make them rich. And so he comes over to the United States, and the fur trade, which was a 100% profit, I mean, it was like gold. It was a lucrative business, and it had been going on for hundreds of years. But within a short time, he has a monopoly over the whole fur business. Now, how does that happen? And then he's given a special license to trade during the War of 1812, where he makes incredible amount of money trading with the enemy. And our president, President Jefferson, allowed him to do this. And then the Committee of 300 gave him the blessing. He was the first American family to be able to be involved in the opium trade.
By the way, I'm going to stop you again. I've had former MI6 people on. It's been confirmed. As you know, the Committee of 300 that they denied existed 20 years ago, they now admit it ties in Bilderberg, Trilateral, all the major groups. It's basically British intel, as you know. There you are 17 years ago writing about it, Fritz. And then expanding on that, I can't tell you how many researchers who aren't even into looking at the occult angle, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, so many countless others we've interviewed over the years, who will confirm that David Rockefeller or others are obsessed with genealogies of families and people. And there'll be some guy who's, you know, top of his class, but of tens of thousands nationwide are on the top of the class. And there'll be David Rockefeller or Brzezinski Brzezinski at their little college they're in the lunch line saying, come with us. I mean, they actually personally, and is that what you're about to get to? This has to do with bloodlines, correct?
Right. I'm just letting people get an awareness of how they operate. Sometimes people think that somebody rises to the top, like our last president, Bush. He rose to the top because he was the best man for the job of president. No, he became president because of what family he belonged to and because somebody made the decision to elevate him into that role. But he was placed in that. It's like a big stage theater act where somebody decides, okay, we're going to have this person play this role. He can be president for this scene, and he can play the king for that scene. These people are not intrinsically the best for the job. And so John Jacob Astor was sending his ships to Turkey and getting his opium from sources like the Onassis family. And then they would ship them to China and make their big profits. So there was a book, Dope Incorporated. Maybe you read that book. And interestingly, of the top 13 Illuminati bloodlines that I wrote about in the book that you've been talking about, 9 out of those 13 are mentioned in doing drug trading. So it's just like this Back to the Future with Biff. You know, you get somebody who rises out of obscurity, like Aristotle Onassis or John Jacob Astor, and become incredibly wealthy. He became the wealthiest man.
They're just front men. I mean, I've studied Bill Gates. It was all given to him. We were just showing for people that are watching online. Radio listeners can go rent it and watch it or get it on Netflix. But The Good Shepherd, Robert Duvall puts it out. It is a historical movie. It shows Skull and Bones. It shows the devil as a king. It shows them doing rituals, blood rituals. ABC News, of course, has covered it, that they really do this and do human sacrifice. But they say it's mock, of course, being urinated on, bathing in feces. Here's some of that. I mean, this is what... most of the CIA directors, many presidents, secretaries of state, and it's on record. Encyclopedia Britannica admits Skull and Bones was founded out of the Bavarian Illuminati in 1824. They came and set up with British money, but a German death cult. It's just another branch of that that, of course, caused the French Revolution as well. They come over, they set it up, and it's set up by the main opium traders of that time with a monopoly. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, they're drug dealing, devil worshiping, child kidnapping, murderers, but they wear suits and ties. It's an army of psycho killers. And so many atheists say, well, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in any of this. Well, there are pygmy tribes that, you know, believe in rock gods. The point is they believe in it in their anthropology. Whether you believe in the devil or not, the New World Order believes in it. And they think killing you is good. Go ahead, Fritz.
Well, and you're headed in the right direction in answering the question that you raised, the issue that you raised a little while ago. Why do they have all these genocidal programs? Because their agenda is not human friendly. It's a satanic agenda that's anti-human. And when I saw the kind of things that they had planned for this planet, that's one of the reasons why I was so highly motivated to do something, even though doing something was not going to be the most secure thing that I could do in life. There's a lot of safer things I could have done, a lot of things I could have done that would have made me more money, given me an easy life, but I couldn't have looked myself in the mirror knowing what I knew and not stood up for for humanity and for what's right.
And of course, like Fritz, that's of course that's providence that an intelligent, focused, dedicated person like you would run smack dab into an Illuminati nest and get it the best way directly from sources that turned out to be accurate instead of us, you know, I am 17 years later just putting pieces together. I mean, you really ran into a nest of these guys. I want to talk about that some later before we go to calls, but I also want to talk about what they have planned for this planet. We're about to go to break, but start getting into, you know, now we kind of got a little snapshot of how they operate, a tiny area, more in the book, obviously, but what do they have planned for the world?
Well, as you were intimating just a minute ago, it's genocide. Death and destruction, rob, kill, and destroy. They rob us, they kill us, they destroy our souls. And that's why, it's satanic. It's not just a neutral, they want to make money. A lot of times people think, they use the excuse, well, Hollywood's making movies because that's what makes money. No, they put out a lot of movies that are pushing an agenda, not because they're going to make money, but because it's got an agenda behind it.
They print the money. This is their warfare system. I mean, they are attacking us. And what does the Bible say? That in the end times, you know, that the dark magicians, the dark lords of the New World Order would traffic in the souls of men and that no flesh would be spared if God didn't intervene. And now look at the bioweapons, all of it. We'll be right back with Fritz Springmeier. Get the book, Infowars.com. It goes deep down the rabbit hole. About disgusting deception. Here's Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, all of them in on record in journals that, you know, aren't for public distribution but are public. They're just not widely distributed, but we've republished it, documented it. Rockefeller Foundation, you know, they're meeting with them. Rockefeller Foundation about sterilance and vaccines, GMO, food really designed to reduce fertility, give you cancer. It's all out there. We know they're doing it. And they're all over the news, helping the children, and Bill Gates with black Africans all around him, and he's smiling at them. And I mean, and you can, if you have any discernment, plus you know what he is, you're looking at an absolute devil with people begging and thanking him, and everything he's doing is a fraud. And it is just so crazy that they're running around doing this to people, and then financing the media, actually paying to have them say the opposite. And you see he's constantly has this smug, satisfied look and is on the verge of laughing. And it is a demonic, satisfied control freak. I just see the spirit of just, we run things, we're forcing our will, and we're going to do this to you. And they just enjoy dominating and hurting everyone. But I mean, getting into the GMO, all this, they're trying to play God. Your views on that?
Well, yeah, I concur. Another example that came to my mind as you were talking was I've talked to people who, as children, you know, George Bush, the first George Bush president, was a pedophile and sexually molested some of these people, and then I'm early in the 90s, I'm looking at a Masonic magazine put out by the Supreme Council of the Scottish Rite, and they have his picture playing with kids, you know? I mean, it's just something you want to gag and barf at.
You're being told this by people, and so much of what they told you separately turned out to be true. You hope it's not true, but then there's Bohemian Grove that Richard Nixon said is a giant homosexual orgy, and the New York Post and Associated Press say they fly in plane loads of gay porn stars to have sex with them. This is on the news. We don't know who exactly is doing it in there. I saw photos in the camps when I was there for 5 hours of Henry Kissinger dressed up in drag, and I can't even say what he was doing. doing on a family show, but he was, I mean, it's just, you know, again, and then you see Sandusky, and then the local writers that expose it say, look, it was the alumni paying money. This guy was raping kids in broad daylight in the shower like he was taking a dog for a walk. They don't even hide this. All these congressmen caught in bathrooms, Fritz. I mean, you know, exactly. It's... I'm sorry, go ahead.
These are the kind of things that motivated me to challenge all of this and expose it. It was disgusting to the nth degree. There were times when people that I was working with that had been in the Illuminati, they would tell me a story. One time with Cisco, she told me something that had happened. I actually broke down. On the floor, I melted into the floor and cried for a whole day. I mean, I didn't even know a person could sob for a whole day, but I did. I cried for a whole day. This stuff is it's absolutely incredible and way beyond people's imagination, because a normal, decent person's imagination can't even go there. And so that's why I got motivated to actually do what I did, and other people that have bumped into it and the depth of depravity are also going to be motivated just like me. You were talking about what is their agenda. Well, one piece of their agenda is the destruction of the United States. The United States does not mean anything to these people. And I'll give you a little bit of your listeners a little clue on this. Because I love my country, and I love the ideals that they at least claimed that this country was founded on in the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, I'm all in favor of that. And so in 1976, we had our bicentennial. And those of us that were proud Americans were proud that a country that was founded on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness had survived for 200 years. What was happening while we were celebrating the bicentennial? Why, our Congress people were getting together and quietly signing another document, a Declaration of Interdependence, where they pledged themselves to support the destruction of the United States.
I remember that. Stay there. I want to come back with that and more. And I'll give out the number for folks to join us. The book is Bloodlines of the Illuminati. Get your copy at Infowars.com. And again, I've been on the radio since 1996. I read Fritz's seminal book. He's written, I don't know, 15 others or something. Bloodlines of the Illuminati, and I just didn't believe it. I mean, some of it I knew from history, and some of it I could confirm the parts that I knew, but I just was like, this is not going on. Of course, back then, British broadcaster and best-selling author. He wrote the book that's now turned into Men Hysteric Goats with George Clooney and all that. He wrote the book Them. He said, no, they really do this ritual at Bohemian Grove. They do fly in the prostitutes and stuff. And he said, for liability stuff, I just want to use you and have you go in because the TV, you know, folks won't let me do it. And I said, okay, fly me out there. I don't believe that's going on. This is about a year before I actually went in 2000. He said, okay, coming up next year. They just had it this year. I've got a source inside and everything. I mean, that's just 12, 13 years ago that I was ignorant. And again, he says he has a source that says this about a president or whatever. All I know is these presidents launch wars, killing hundreds of thousands of people and lie to us, and the government is involved shipping drugs in. All I know is that you can type in Dyncorp Halliburton sex trade, including children. You'll get Chicago Tribune, Associated Press, but nobody gets in trouble. All I know is you can type in UN child kidnapping, and you'll get thousands of articles. All I know is that a lot of crazy stuff goes on at Bohemian Grove. And remember Abu Ghraib and the 30-plus other camps. You can read the Army's report. Type in Abu Ghraib, Army report on Abu Ghraib. Abuse is what they called it. General Tagumbu. American general. you read it and it says acid. I'm not going to say on air what they do with it. Acid and children and raping. Now, this is what the military and the people they hired as dungeon keepers were doing to people to make them talk. And then you go, oh, well, that was isolated. No, they were ordered to. They found folks that would do it. Remember all the 24 shows and stuff where they torture the kid in front of the dad to get the answer and that would stop the nuke from going off? And law enforcement magazines, I remember reading one like in 99, was like, an anthrax bombs are going to go off all over the city and probably kill hundreds of thousands. The terrorists won't talk, not even under torture. But you've got his son. What do you do? Well, with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he wouldn't talk after 4 or 5 years of waterboarding. They brought his wife and kid and his little son and threatened him. The news said, well, we threatened him, and he confessed to 9/11 and blowing up buildings as well that weren't built when he was in custody. He basically confessed to, you know, shooting Lincoln. This is the dungeon keepers, the demon spawn of pure hell, openly selling you on all these shows and dramas everywhere on how cool it is to torture, how awesome it is. In fact, I mean, every major movie I see that's got cops in it, you know, that cops watch and fantasize, like Law Abiding Citizen, torturing people, but they always deserve it in the situational ethics and getting rid of the Constitution and the cops celebrate it and agree, I've learned to hate the Constitution. I've learned you're right. And the guy's like, good, I've murdered all these people. Good. He's like the hero military guy. And I mean, so Fritz, they are clearly selling everyone now on what they want. Here's the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Quick questions or comments for Fritz Springmeier, 800. And he'll come back in a month or so. We're going to have him on a lot. 800-259-9231 is the number to join us. If you disagree, agree, 800-259-9231. Fritz Springmeier. But my point is, you cannot deny this is the agenda because they are openly trying to sell us on things that was in your book 17 years ago, like it's good, Fritz.
That's right.
I mean,
we were talking about the Declaration of Interdependence, where our leaders pledged themselves to destroy the United States and our industry and make us dependent on other nations. You know, see, the ideals that these banner issues that they have us fight wars for, they don't even care about. This is one of my favorite posters. I have it hanging on my wall, say freedom of speech, right? But it's a World War II poster that the government put out to get people to fight World War II and give money to the government in war bonds. And so I would ask you, do these people that pledged, that signed that Declaration of Interdependence, do they really care about this? When they send us off to die in these wars, do they really care about us or care about these issues that they have us supposedly die for? Are they really trying to save our freedom of speech? Or what are they trying to do?
Well, Fritz, I disagree with you on this point, and of course, in a nuanced, joking way. It's not that they don't care about America. They hate the United States and pay tax incentives and use our tax money to move General Electric and General Motors and others out of the country. It's not just that our jobs are leaving. They're paying with our taxes to get rid of our jobs. They absolutely hate this country, and you're right, pledge to bankrupt us and take us from the most intelligent, highest test scores, strongest family values, best nation to the worst. And they're celebrating now that more Americans now than not do not get married. They're not having children, and when they do, they say women run it all, and the women work with the state. And I hope you enjoy your 2,000% plus increase in breast cancer too, because the globalist, the state isn't a very nice husband. It's run by devil worshiping killers that gang rape children in Iraq. Solo nation, American consumers, stay single. And I heard it being celebrated today and callers going, the family's archaic. Oh yeah, let's not even have a civilization. And Miss Magazine, CIA funded, breaking everything up, Fritz. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they have just devastated. And you've got a bunch of selfish people running around, and that's really what Satanism is. Because when you think, I'll cheat everybody, I'll only care about myself, me, 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 I get ahead that way. No, no, no. You poison the well. I mean, I hate to use the analogy of people in public pools urinating in the pool, but you don't want to go to the big public pool when there's 300 kids in it because you know you're bathing in a toilet. And then it gets so toxic that there's so much chlorine, you can't even get it because it burns your eyes. Okay? This is what Satanists do. They run around wrecking everything and then say, because I'm just doing what I want. But really, it's because they do. To them, maggots, black uniforms, death, children with their bones sticking out, starving. I've seen the art that Schwarzenegger and all these elites are into, studying it. And it's like kids run over by cars. I saw Schwarzenegger in Germany. He flew there just to buy a bunch of this art and was with the artist. I found it on an obscure German site one time searching for Schwarzenegger photos. And it was like dead babies, little girls dressed up in Nazi outfits, children run over by cars. And it was just Schwarzenegger's quotes about how beautiful this was. And to them, it's just beautiful. I've read reports where, you know, they see a dead animal with maggots and they'll just stop and, oh, it's so pretty. Oh, like psychos like that smell. Oh, this is beautiful. These are malfunctioning cancers and normal people have to rout them out. Fritz, your comment, then we're going to calls.
Yes. Some of them are obviously just simply parasites. Now, some of them are actually producing something of value or making decisions that help run the system, but there's plenty of them that are parasites, and it's frightening the cancers, so to speak, that they're spreading amongst us at different levels.
Any other points you think are important to make here of the ocean of info you've got before we go to calls?
Wow, we've covered a lot. Nothing that comes to my mind within a short. I started to talk about Onassis, and I sent you guys a picture showing Jackie Kennedy while she was still married to JFK going on board Onassis's yacht. I thought that would be an interesting picture to show the your audience, because it kind of pulls the curtain away from, you know, backstage. There's a lot that's strange that's happening. And so Onassis was the kingpin who helped coordinate the assassination of JFK. And then he gets to, like a bandit, he runs off with JFK's wife.
Incredible. But expanding on that, because your Skype's breaking up real bad, just to interrupt there. To expand on that, it's the same story over and over and over and over again. And we've got to go to calls, but briefly, how far back do these bloodlines go? I mean, obviously it ties into their delusion that they're Merovingians and that Christ had children with Mary Magdalene.
Right. It goes way back. The Rothschilds, in their secret genealogy, take themselves all the way back to Nimrod. If I had had time, I was going to try to find some artistic portrayal of Nimrod for you. Some of them go back to your ancient Roman elite families. Some of them go back to the Venetian families that go back even further. The tribe of Dan which was the black sheep of Israel, they have provided a bloodline that's crept into a lot of other bloodlines. They go back to the pharaohs. And they've kept track of all of this stuff in their secret genealogies. And
that's why the Bill Gates and all of them are obsessed with a genealogist, where they take blood from babies at birth worldwide. They needed that blood to test it for their genealogy programs. But take the Astor family. It's admitted that Anderson Cooper is CIA, but left, and that he's one of the heirs to the Astor fortune. I mean, it just never ends. These people are everywhere.
They are. And the connections are endless, too. Once I started researching it, you would look at one Illuminati character and you would start seeing him connected to all these other Illuminati families. And then the people that they hire and everything are, it's just one big network. In fact, that's even one word that they use for themselves is the network.
All right. I want to go to some phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Dwayne in California, then Sergio, Richard, Jim, and Tony. Dwayne, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I've done a lot of research on what Fritz Springmeier was talking about, bloodlines of Illuminati, and I've seen this information, had just done tons of research as well. And it's amazing when you look at the interbreeding that's going on between, like, the Rothschild, Rockefeller.
Look at how all the presidents in the last 100 years are all related. I mean, Obama's related to all of them. I mean, it's crazy. And it's not like they're just cousins once or twice, or Bush and Kerry go to the same secret society. They were cousins on every angle. It's like if you have a French bulldog, it's related to all the other French bulldogs. They're their own psycho interbreeding program. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's amazing, though, that you find these families in Europe, Britain, the United States, and they're all somehow related way back when, whether it was three generations or a recent generation. And there's all some sort of connection, even with the George Bush family, Bush, Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Obama. They all seem to have some relationship and some connection, either genetically or interbreeding somehow. And it's disgusting when you find out how many of them actually have the same agenda.
Oh, it's the exact same agenda, and they all go to occultic retreats. The liberals have their own Bohemian Grove. Helmut Schmidt, who was the German chancellor, wrote Men in Powers, a political retrospective, and said, yeah, we're the Illuminati. We do our own rituals at our own grove, and we are setting up to the Bilderberg Group a world government. I mean, I own the book. I did screenshots of it for my Bohemian Grove films. And he just admits the whole thing and says, we do rituals. We do druidic rituals. I appreciate your call. 60 seconds before we go to other calls on the druid connection. I know that's big in your book.
Are you going to a caller? Or
no, I'm going to you, me? Fritz, because okay. Schmidt said they're druids. Go ahead.
Yeah. Druids is one of the lines of magic that's practiced. There's many different types of magic. But Druidism is one of the larger forms of magic. And you definitely see a lot of Druidic. We have a full-size replica of Stonehenge here in this area. And the Illuminati practice rituals secretly near that Stonehenge the monument. You know, it's actually got all of the full scale rock pillars and everything.
Yeah, isn't Oregon one of the main monarch mind control centers?
I don't know if it would be one of the main ones, but we've got our share of it. It seems to be that no matter where you go, you find this stuff.
Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jones and Mr. Springmeier. I'd just like to ask you, have you guys ever heard of the Black Boule? They're the other side of the Skull and Bones. They're there to protect the white Skull and Bones. They operate out of the Greek system, the Kappa, Phi, Beta, and all the different other groups, subgroups. And they're pretty much recruited out of the top colleges and universities. Black and white universities.
Yeah, you know, I know there's all sorts of spinoffs of lodges. That's why Skull and Bones is 322. And then they'll test people at these things. They'll say, okay, now we're going to have sex with a goat, you know, as part of the ritual for the university. And you're like, well, that's gross. Well, you're not going to be in the club. Because if you'll go along with this, next it's going to be people. But, yeah, let's get Fritz's comment on how all these other societies are feeders into the darker rat holes.
The Black Boule, I did write about it at one point, but what I wrote didn't get published or in print. But yes, I was aware that they have organizations for the blacks that want to participate in all of this. You're right. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yes, sir. Anything else?
Yes, they have their own flag, their own song. And to me, they're some of the biggest sellouts because they're the ones that help keep the races separated, because they're the ones that push the race card the most. They're the ones that, you know, tell black.
You know, it's funny you say that, and God bless you. We're about to go to break, but I'll call back in again. I want to hear more about that. Down on Access TV over the years, I was really friendly, really nice. That's where I started out. Immediately got a radio show about 6 months after I was doing the TV show here locally, by the grace of God. But there were these Black Masons that were part of that group you're talking about, the Prince Hall, whatever. And they were always attacking me on air, saying I was a racist, and I wasn't even talking about black people on air. I mean, I don't, and or if I was, I was standing up for their liberties. And then they wouldn't even talk to me in the hall. They would just look at me with hate. And then later I was talking to somebody that worked up there, and they said, well, it's because you're bashing the Illuminati. Don't you know both those guys are like the head people, number one and number two of the whole Black Mason operation in Central Texas? Just a program note here. I'm going to be speaking in Orlando, Florida, because one of our great affiliates is out there, the Big 810, coming up on the 26th of February this month. So in 24 days, I'm going to be out there. It's going to be like a three-hour-long deal. Well, the doors are going to open. I'm going to do my radio show there, and then I'm going to give a speech. So the speech will be about an hour and a half, and I'm going to premiere a special little mini 30-minute documentary on a surprise subject. So it'll be really about 5 hours long. Now in Dallas, I'm going to give the speech and premiere the film, and that's at the Lakewood Theater. You can buy tickets there at the Lakewood Theater website. You can find the link to that at Infowars.com/events. Now, Orlando is moving towards selling out. I've only plugged this once, and it's already sold around 20% of the tickets. Lakewood, still a ton of tickets, but I'm going to start promoting it, and it'll go quick. That's usually what happens about a week before it sells out. I think I've had like one event before that didn't sell out, and we're charging $25, and $5-6 of that is fees and, you know, event fees and hotel fees, you know, that kind of stuff they do in cities for events. And then I'm sharing it with some of the local affiliates as well. But mainly it's just paying our cost to go out there. I'm going to have some camera guys out there and things. It's $25 at both events. Infowars.com/events. Lakewood Theater and Orlando, Florida. And in the future, I plan to do some trips on different legs where I'll go to 5 or 6 or 7 affiliates. It's just that I'm so busy here doing the nightly news and everything else, and we're hiring more reporters and stuff and people that can fill in on the nightly news more when I go out of town. But I'll also shoot news when I'm out of town so that it can then be uploaded and played on the nightly news. But I'm going to speak on the blueprint to defeat the New World Order. I'm doing a lot of codifying the information to really give a powerful presentation, and I hope you'll be there. Hope to see you there. Again, Dallas, Texas, the 19th. That's only like 16 days away, as you know, 17 days away. That's on a Sunday, and Orlando the Sunday after that. Infowars.com/events. I want to thank the great stations in both cities that are doing that. And you can find out more again at Infowars.com/events. I'm going to do 5 extra minutes just of overdrive here with Fritz. We can get to all your calls. Sergio in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say real quick that I've been last few years, ever since George Bush Jr. got elected into president, kind of woken up after I seen the Bohemian Grove video. I just wanted to thank you for the work that you've been doing. And just to make a comment real quick, I did this like research project for a history class over here at the junior college. And what I ended up talking about in my paper was I cited this book called The Master Game by Robert S. DeRope. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it, but in the book, they highlight like low games and high level games that the elites like to play in, and one of them is the Moloch game. And when I read like how they describe the Moloch game, it essentially sounds like exactly like the shock and awe report that the Bush administration put out before the actual shock and awe campaign. I was wondering if you guys knew anything about that.
Comments on that, Fritz?
The principles behind shock and awe have been around for a long time. So they bring these things out every few years. And
all right, let's jam in another caller here as we go to break and end the official show. Well, the whole hour of retransmission is coming up, but I'm going to continue with Fritz. Tony in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Almost out of time.
Okay. I just wanted to start out just saying that everything comes down to religion. I grew up with no religion at all in the home, and this research, every which way, comes back to it. Even with Albert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma, on the cover, Order Out of Chaos, looking up those words, order, one of the definitions is one of the nine sects or choirs of angels, and you look up chaos, and one of the definitions is the bottomless pit, the abyss.
Order out of chaos.
And that's one of the definitions. Everything they do comes back to some kind of religion.
Amazing. Hey, I'm going to be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday Show. Are making great points. Aaron Dykes, who we ought to have sent in one day an interview, Fritz just came running in during the break earlier and said, oh yeah, the Black Lodges, it's on record that all the main black leaders are members. Other black leaders have spoken out about it, and that they have a deal to serve the elite and basically keep black people under their control. And I mean, they'll sell out for almost nothing, but that's how the globalists do it with everybody. And that fits in with what I saw, just very, 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 very bizarre. In fact, in a way, it's like the black lodges are even higher than some of the white lodges, where they really think they're doing altruistic work. And I've seen really do defend the establishment and actively work against black people. And I think that's what the caller calling in earlier was saying. But side issue, I've digressed. Let's talk to Adam in Australia. You're on the air with Fritz Springmeier. Go ahead. Yes, Adam, from Australia.
Oh, okay, sorry, Alex. Yeah, I didn't realize I was on.
You're on.
I've been trying to get through to you, and I apologize. This question is not for your guests. I need to say something to you. I have information that I must get to you. I've left a message on Rob's answering machine at your office. I must get you this information. I will pay thousands of dollars, literally, to be able to get this to you in a secure way.
Well, it's not the money. We don't have time. Everybody wants to try to get us a message. I mean, you have to tell us some of what it's about.
I can tell you there's two things. One, I have information which pertains to people, them doing rituals. My girlfriend has just had her friend killed by them. She's had her son kidnapped. And
they run the police and the CPS in most cities. I mean, they publicly rape children at military bases now to make parents talk. I mean, I understand, but I understand they probably control your local media, but you just need to do a YouTube and expose the whole thing. When you're afraid of them, they get off on it. When you have no fear of them, it absolutely freaks them out. But just get us an email, sir, with your basics, and we may try to get back in touch with you. It's just that we're getting 10,000 emails a day, no exaggeration. Fritz, from your research, don't they get off on the fear and terrorizing people?
Yes. You said it so well. I would strongly advise people, do not give in to your fears. Do not think about your fears. Whatever your fears are, that's what's going to manifest into your life. And they watch. And the demons, the Illuminati, the CIA, all of these groups, Mossad, they watch and see what your fears are. And then they work up nasty things in conjunction with what those fears are.
Yeah, and my fear is a failure in defeating the New World Order. Everything's in my name, my family, my treasure, everything. Just it's in God's hands. And that's the end of it. You got to put yourself in God's hands and say, God, try to make me a good person. I'm a willing vessel. I want to serve good. I want to confront evil. And the more you face fear, the more you sacrifice, the blessings are just unbelievable. Fritz, is that not what you've discovered?
Sometime we might show the pyramid structure that I sent.
Yes, we'll put it on screen. It's been on screen. Go ahead.
Okay, and also I sent a picture of the Mother of Darkness Castle. That relates to the Bloodlines book that we've been talking about. The people can read about the castle in the Bloodlines book. That happens to be the headquarters for the Women's Hierarchy branch, and very important, powerful castle. And I sent a picture of that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Fritz, you've done an incredible job, but you're back on tomorrow night on the Nightly News, and we'll pick up where we left off.
Well, thank you.
You bet. And I'll put a Twitter out for people's questions. I'll ask you some of their questions tomorrow night on the Friday edition. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. I'll be back, obviously, tonight, Nightly News. And I will be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Great job, Fritz. I'll say bye to you here. And to the audience, great job. Sorry I didn't get to some of those calls, but I got to most of them. We're getting into some key info straight ahead on the naked body scanners at the Super Bowl. Stay with us.